the Mace Finnegan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And we are presented by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport. Teron, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing really well. How are you guys doing?
We're good. So you were there at OTAs last week. We heard from Will Levis for the first time since the Titans courted and ultimately drafted Cam Ward. I thought he made the best of a bad situation. He put on a brave face, as I've said, and answered questions about his future with the team and how it felt for him to watch the Titans court and ultimately draft Cam Ward. What did you make of how Levis handled those questions? And I'm wondering if you think if push will have to come to shove at some point, and if it's best for the franchise to remove Will Levis from the locker room, because I'm not saying he's going to be a distraction. He's not going to act out. But I'm wondering if just his presence could ultimately be a distraction for the Titans as this season progresses.
Yeah, I don't think his presence would be a distraction. I think everybody has grown. They understand the situation and the change from last year to this year. So I think he'll be fine. But I do like the way he handled it. I think he is taking on a bad situation head on. And he's willing to put in the work. He's already done that. And he's just going to continue to try to put the best foot forward. And, I mean, you can't expect nothing less from him. So I think that's good that he did that. It's obviously not a situation anybody wants to be in. He accepts it and understands it, and he's just going to work through it.
You wrote a story for ESPN.com that published this morning about Cam Ward already earning the respect from the Titans veterans and the offensive linemen. And reporting out this story and talking to people, what did you learn about how Cam Ward has gone about earning that respect?
Yeah, there's just a cool calmness to him that seems to rub off on others, and it's something that these guys recognize. And that story kind of came together just from different offensive linemen going out of their way to praise him. And I thought it was pretty cool. Like, it started with Skoronski and just rolled into everyone else. And, you know, J.C. Latham was very complimentary of him being a leader and doing things the way he does. And it just seems like he's a guy that has a relaxing presence, and that's even to the veterans.
The Titans had nearly perfect attendance at OTAs when reporters were out there last week. The notable exception, Jeffrey Simmons. I know that Derek has been adamant that he feels that Jeffrey Simmons should be there. I know that Brian Callahan said that if there's one player I'm not worried about preparing for the season, it's Jeffrey Simmons. Where do you fall on whether or not Jeffrey Simmons should have been at OTAs?
Yeah, I'm kind of in between. I think it's a situation where it's like, hey, optically, it looks good if he's there. And also, in addition to that, being there, the importance of it, I don't think for Jeffrey Simmons is as much to him being ready for the season, because we know, like Brian Callahan said, that that's going to be the case. I think it's more for the camaraderie, the team building, and those type of things. And it's interesting because J.C. Latham, so he was working out in Dallas with Dan Moore Jr. as well as Trey Smith. And he said that he pulled Trey Smith aside and was like, hey, man, you guys won a lot of close games. Why is it? Like, what is it to your team? And Trey Smith talked about the closeness and the camaraderie that they have, which is what Brian Callahan and the crew, they're striving to build that this year. So the earlier you could get a jump on that, the better. But I don't think it's the end of the world.
Yeah, TD, and my sentiment was this. I know Jeffrey's going to work hard. I don't question whether he's going to be ready for a season, because I think he has proven that. Now, do I want the production to get better? Absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
But I think in this time, this critical time, when you look at your record and it's been 9-32, no one gets a pass. No one. Mm-hmm. I think everybody has to be there. And I am pointing sort of the arrow at Simmons, because this is the guy that over the last two seasons, prior to this one, they've been trying to push him as the leader. He's been saying he's the leader of this team. And my thing was, hey, listen, if you want to be a leader, man, sometimes you have to sacrifice those things. And I thought one would be a sacrifice here was, I know you're working hard, but this team is 9-32. You need to tell your trainer, hey, I'll see you in a couple of days. Let me go down here just at least at the start of camp. I know it's not voluntary, but these young guys need to see me out there, because the only thing they know about this team is that they have a 9-32 record over the last 2.5 seasons. So me, as a guy that's a leader supposedly, I got to be there.
Yeah, no, it sends a message to me if he's there. And as you mentioned, if he changes his routine mm-hmm. and is there, it sends a message. And it places a higher level of importance. And to me, when I look at that, like, you know, if he's there, you know, what can Tavondre Sweat say about not being there, right? You know what I mean? And that's exactly. Not to say that he's been absent. He wasn't there when we were there last week. But, like, if Jeff is there, like, no one else has an excuse. And I think that's something that should be noted.
Now, what do you think, because I know you've spoken with Denard Wilson, and I think a lot of this, man, I truly do. I think a lot of this and what the Titans are able will be able to do, hopefully, a lot of it does hinge. I know it's the quarterback, but a lot of it does hinge on whether Denard Wilson can get this defense to being, you know, legitimately a top, you know, 10 defense. I know they were number 2 overall, but when you look at points given up, they were damn near dead last. What has been sort of the thing with Denard Wilson this season that you've seen or that he said?
Communication and everybody just doing their own job. It was funny because on one of the plays that Cam Ward, he hit one of the guys like on a deep dig route, and Denard Wilson went crazy on the linebacker because he didn't drop back enough. You know, those types of things, the little things that make a difference in a play. It seems like that's the focus. And he did say he's going to call games a little bit differently. We'll see how that works. But, yeah, there's going to be a difference in him. And I think, you know, he's just working to reduce the mental errors and those types of things. And to me, like, you know, what you emphasize and focus on, those usually are the results.
Teron Davenport is with us. Teron, we've focused so much on Cam Ward. I'm curious, who has maybe caught your attention among the rookie class, from a coach that said something or your observation, anybody that you've got on your radar?
Yeah, well, I like Sammy Oladejo. Looks really good with that number 7 on. It's a pretty sweet number for an outside linebacker. But, I mean, look, Elik Iomanner is the one that really caught my attention. And it just, you know, whenever I watch him and see him, I start to like him a little bit more. I was watching him last week, and the way he comes off the ball, when it snapped, like every route is there's somewhat of a sense of urgency to it. Now, I'm not saying the sense of urgency like Calvin Ridley has, because that's the most urgent player that I've seen run routes, but I still feel like I like the way he sells the 9 route, you know, and I like the way he just digs in and runs his routes. He catches the ball pretty well. He had a nice diving catch at practice last week. It was a corner route he ran, and Cam Ward just kind of guided him towards the sideline, and he dove and caught it, you know, and popped up, and that was a really good play. So, yeah, Iron Manor is the rookie that stands out to me.
Can you give us a little more insight on the J.C. Latham? Because just from a macro, from where I sat last year, I saw a guy that looked very promising as a left tackle, did some good things, clearly was very young, has a lot to grow into, but his ceiling looks high. I didn't really hear, maybe I missed it, but I didn't hear a whole lot about, man, he's got to drop some weight. He's got to lose weight to really be what he wants to be. Tell me where that came from, the wanting to reshape yourself as he moves over to the other side.
Yeah, he said it was the Texans game. That's when he really started to begin to have that thought process, right? And, you know, Danielle Hunter gave him work. Will Anderson, his teammate at Alabama, gave him work, you know, and it was an embarrassing game for him. That's what he said. And so I think really the losing weight If you, I mean, that goes all the way back to the season opener against the Bears, man. Daryl Taylor hit him with an inside move and ended up, you know, knocking Levis silly and made him fumble. And that was a key turnover in the game. So you have those things that happen. And when you lose weight, you know, he was up to, he said, between 365 and 370. Like, that's big. And when you lose weight, it allows you to better stay in front of the pass rusher, you know, and that's something that he's looking to do. And, you know, he told me that he changed his diet. He eats a lot of salmon with asparagus, and he likes to have like a cauliflower mash. It's kind of like a mashed potato, but it's made with cauliflower, you know, and he snacks on granola bars. And like, it's not the best snack, but like, that's what I do. And he eats two times a day, and it's been really just like focusing on the calorie intake, like counting that and keeping that manageable, and it's worked so far. You know, he's down to 337, I believe, and he said he wants to get to, like, you know, 325, so we'll see how it works.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, joining us on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, as he does every Monday at 1 o'clock. Teron, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll chat next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys.
Teron Davenport on the program.